Welcome to the Amateur Tarot Pod. On this podcast, we two non-mystical hosts use the power of tarot to answer your questions.
For entertainment purposes only.
That strapping gentleman is Ben.
And that very confident host this week is Kevin.
Yeah, I came out of the gates pretty hot there.
You did. You came in like the guy at the monster truck rally a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I was going for, actually.
Well, you did it. And I think now that everybody's pumped in the audience, that's it.
I think we should, yeah.
Okay. They're pumped.
Good.
Because that's what the purpose of the monster truck rally host, that's his purpose, is to get people pumped, right?
Yeah, and I think I did that. I definitely had radio voice. My friends have been making fun of me that I have podcast voice.
Just in real life, you like, have podcast voice?
No, like they've listened to the podcast and they've been like, you have podcast voice.
What's podcast voice? Do I have podcast voice?
I don't know. They might have been, they were really just making fun of me. They didn't really say anything about you.
But is that because I did it okay or because they don't know me?
Probably because they don't know you.
Okay, well, what's podcast voice?
I don't actually know, but they referenced Parks and Recreation where they, like, it's called Moment for Your Thoughts.
Okay.
So, like, I'll start talking and then I'll stop because I'm thinking about what I'm trying to say. Apparently, I do that.
I definitely have podcast voice then.
Yeah.
We just, you know, what do you want from us? I don't have time to edit all those silences out.
That's true. That would be a big undertaking.
And I don't have time for that. And also, we're just very thoughtful people.
Right.
I'm thoughtless podcast hosts.
Yeah. We're not only non-mystical, we are also thoughtful.
Thoughtful, non-mystical hosts. We should maybe add that to the intro.
I think it's in there now.
Two thoughtful, non-mystical hosts.
Good. Well, so I like this. That we're kind of I don't know, exercising our demons. This is good. I think that we should probably get everything out there.
Okay. Do you have something on your mind?
I do, actually.
Okay.
You had a slip up a couple weeks ago.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. You named an episode 131 when it was really 130.
So it was an honest mistake. I was editing both 130 and 131 at the same time. And then, you know, I hit the number and then all of a sudden, you know, I'm getting texts and phone calls off the hook saying it's not episode 131, it's 130.
Did I text you? I don't think I did.
I don't think you did. It was people in the Facebook group, probably Maggie.
Yeah, but I noticed it too. I just didn't say anything to you because I actually wanted to confront you about it. Like
you were saving it up until this meeting.
I know, and then I think Maggie posted it and I was like, man, took away my thunder, but that's okay.
Well, now we have two episode 131s and a lost episode 130. In 1,000 years, when scholars are looking back on Amateur Tarot Pod, they'll be asking, like, what happened to episode 130?
Yeah, they probably will. It'll be interesting because, like, I'm thinking about it from, like a perspective of, like, a paleontologist.
Right.
But, like, an internet paleontologist that is, like, digging down really deep.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, I see 130. But there's the missing link. What's the missing link? And like forever, future generations are going to think episode 130 is the missing link for civilizations. But they really just don't know. It just doesn't exist.
It just doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I think internet paleontology is something. TM that.
TM.
I feel like it's just desserts that I would get this criticism, given that I criticized you a couple episodes for the guilds thing.
Yeah.
And then this conversation has opened up, you know, in the behind the scenes in the podcast studio, a new segment that we're bringing to the show.
We are bringing a new segment that I think is going to be beneficial to everybody. It's kind of, I mean, I don't want to say it's replacing the deck of the week thing, but that's just something that's lost. So now we're adding something back in.
Yeah.
I think you came up with this segment. So
it's called Performance Review.
Dun, dun, dun.
And in this new segment, because I mean, the content has just been building up for the last couple of weeks. This segment is our attempt to correct the factual record on things that we might have not known or made mistakes on and to assess the quality of the advice that we give on this show, because we take self-improvement very seriously, even if it is just for entertainment purposes only.
We do. You can still be good. Like, I play golf and I try to get really, really good at golf.
Yeah, even though you're not a professional, you're just an amateur.
Right. It's for entertainment purposes only, but I'm still trying to get better at it. That's exactly what we're doing here.
So that is the new segment. And I guess, I mean, there's no song yet, but we're in it. We're in Performance Review now.
Whoa.
In addition to the episode 130 missing link issue, here's some other things that have come up in the past couple weeks here. One, a couple weeks ago we had the Queen of Wands. And there's a cat on the Queen of Wands.
Yeah, I pointed out the cat on the Queen of Wands, thinking that it would have symbolism, and then we were kind of like, didn't know what that symbolism was, so I kind of left you guys out there.
So, this is from Maggie in the Facebook group. Cats deal with watchfulness, awareness, and perception. Shown on the Queen of Rods card, the cat is a message that there are energies at work that we may not be aware of, but we certainly can tap into. Cats are also a symbol of psychic ability. In a reading, the queen and her cat will make a point that the querent must keep his, her poise, keep your wits about you, and be aware of all sides to the story and the situation relating to the card reading. There's only one cat in the Rider-Waite deck, and that is the Queen of Wands.
Whoa. So I was right.
Yeah, you were right.
That it was symbolic. We just didn't know what that symbolism was.
Yep. Then in another recent episode, we had the Fool, and there were mountains on that card, and you said mountains were important. We don't know why they're important, but we did state that they were important.
Yeah.
So this is also Maggie. Seen on many of the cards, the mountain symbols deal with triumph, challenge, attainment, and realization. Mountains also represent timelessness and an endurance that is infinite. When those mountains peek out of the cards into our attention, we may consider the vastness of our universe and contemplate our place within it. We may also want to consider the heights to which we are climbing and what the realization of our goals may mean for us and those around us.
So, again, mountains are symbolic.
Mountains are symbolic.
I mean, I'm basically, this is my new logic and my new, what I'm going to do now when I read a card. I'm just going to say, that has to be symbolic. And it definitely is, no matter what it is. And we'll get an answer on it.
Yeah.
That's going to load us up with content for years to come.
We're going to have a lot of things to talk about in these performance review segments.
Yep.
And now one final thing before we leave the performance review. This is from Michael in the Facebook group. This deals with your question of why the wands don't actually look like wands.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very, very excited to hear this because they are literally like timber.
Well, here's what Michael says. The original suit of wands was batons or staves. In the Waite deck, the suits are renamed after the elemental weapons of the Golden Dawn. Coins became pentacles and batons became wands, but swords and cups already overlapped.
Interesting. So I think to have more understanding of that, I would have to know what the weapons of the Golden Dawn were.
And then what the Golden Dawn was.
What the Golden Dawn
and
was.
And then what deck came before the Waite deck, because that's the one we use, because I thought it was traditional.
Yeah, but there's obviously one that's more of a tarot time.
Yeah, even PTT, pre-tarot times.
I also don't know what pentacles are. I mean, I don't know.
I mean,
I know what they are, like, on the
card.
Cards. They, yeah.
I mean, a pentagram is like a five-sided, you know, that's like the five-sided
But there's
thing.
A pentagram on the pentacles.
Yeah.
So there definitely has something
to
do
with
it.
So a lot of questions.
Yes.
Remain.
Yes. We're getting questions from our performance review that are going to be answered that we can use
in the next performance review.
Well, two from now, because we're going to lag it.
Right.
Yeah.
Here endeth the performance review.
Ba, ba, ba. That's not going to be the music that plays when we come out of the performance review, is it?
No, we're still workshopping it.
Okay. I hope it's going to be a banger, though.
It's going to be Skrillex.
Let me text Miley Cyrus real quick.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be good if she would
sponsor our show. And then
write us a performance review track.
Yep.
The nice thing about this performance review is that because we don't get any compensation for the show, there's no risk that we're going to like have our wages garnished and no like stress of like having to ask for more money, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I've gotten some bad performance reviews in my day and not a lot. I mean, that makes me sound like I'm a terrible employee, but you know, if we give ourselves a bad one, it's not going to be like, oh no, I hope I don't get fired.
Yeah. Hopefully not.
Hopefully not. We were so excited to get into this performance review segment, and I hope you guys all enjoyed it. We are going to need your participation to help us keep that going and keep it active, but we forgot to give everybody the rundown of what they're going to expect today.
Okay, that's not going to appear in the next performance review.
Yeah, because I'm already calling it out.
Yeah, so you're right. We were so excited. We had the monster truck rally thing, and then we got right into the performance review. We forgot to say that on this show, aside from criticize our past performance, we also have a present performance. And that present performance is that somebody asks us a question, and then we try to answer that question using the tarot. And the way we do that is very simple. We draw three cards, which in the order that we draw them indicate the recent past, the current actions, and the future 100% money back spiritual goal guaranteed outcome for entertainment purposes only outcome.
After that, we're going to have the card of the week.
Yes.
And then the outro.
And then the outro. And then the podcast will be over. And then, again, it's up to you to think about all the things we got wrong or didn't know the answers to, and then supply those answers.
Right. And that's why we only do one a week, because if there was more, there would just be way too much homework for our lols, and we don't want to, you know, overburden you with the minutiae of our mistakes.
Yeah. This is really, it's thoughtful on our part. Again, really thoughtful, non-mystical hosts.
We really are thoughtful.
Well, should we move on to the part of the show where we solve problems?
I think so.
Well, here we are in Querence Corner.
It's still green, guys. Ben is not painted.
What if I did? What if one day I painted while you weren't here?
I feel like now that I've teased that, you might.
I'll consider it. So this week's question comes to us from Anonymous.
Is this the first anonymous? Have you had anonymous questions before?
I think so. And in the past, I feel like we've made up names for those anonymous questions.
Oh, we're being very thoughtful by being fully open.
Transparent.
Yeah.
This transparent. Is a new era, you know?
Yep.
It's you and me. We're thoughtful. We're transparent. We're trying to tell you what's going on.
We couldn't have the thoughtful when Brian was here.
No. That was an old era.
Yep.
But today, the question comes to us from Anonymous. And what Anonymous wants to know is, how do I best deal with my difficult family?
It's a very open-ended question.
Yes. We don't have a lot of details.
Right. So I think that we need to kind of fill in some gaps here.
Okay.
I think that, can we just call Anonymous Anon for short?
Yes.
Okay. Maybe we should not do Anon, because I think Anon is actually like a thing. Noni.
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 Okay.
Because N-O-N-Y.
Yeah.
Okay, you got it.
No, I'm with you. We'll call this person Noni.
So I think Noni's family, they're oversharers on Facebook.
Oh, okay.
And Melinda will post on Facebook and she'll be like, I just had the best salad from Olive Garden. She does
so that.
That
happens.
But like every day. We're like, it's kind of one of those things where you're like, Melinda, you share too much, and we're also concerned about how much you eat at Olive Garden.
A family of oversharers.
Yep.
And Noni doesn't know how to deal with this problem.
How to make him stop.
All right. We're going to find out.
Let's do it. Have you shuffled yet? You got to do it once for optics?
I have to do it once. Exactly. I did shuffle, but once for optics, so cool. People know. We have to be transparent. Let's solve Noni's problem about how to deal with her difficult family.
Let's do it.
Flip. The pass card is the Eight of Cups.
All right. So the Eight of Cups has eight cups stacked in the foreground. There's five on the bottom, three on top. There's a traveler of some sort in a red cloak that is walking towards mountains with a staff. They're facing away from us, so you can't see their face. Kind of like a desolate area. They look like they're tired. They've been walking for a while. They're kind of hunched over. And the moon is in the sky. I think that's the moon, but it also kind of looks like the sun.
Yeah. Maybe it's sunrise.
Or an eclipse.
Oh.
See?
Okay. Yeah.
This doesn't look like a promising card. But
it is the past, thankfully.
It is the past.
I forgot, as you were talking, you still have with you the Pocket Tarot by Alan Oaken.
Yep.
Oaken.
Pocket Guide to the Tarot.
And so you were holding it, and I sort of forgot that I'm supposed to give interpretations of what the cards mean. But now I'm remembering that.
Oh, because you just thought that I was going to read from the
book.
For
some reason I did, and then I started to tune out and think about other things.
I just have it here because it's a pocket guide. And, you know, if you stumble a little bit, I can just be like, hey, I'm like the Boy Scout of Tarot.
You're always prepared.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm going to remember that. It's like your new
TM.
That's your new subtitle. Kevin Arnold, the Boy Scout of Tarot.
Yep. I think this is the second time we've talked about merit badges. In here too. We need to start making them.
There's a lot we have on our plate.
Wow.
And a lot on the wall's plates.
Yep.
The show is just generating jobs.
It really is. It's not generating jobs. It's generating work for us.
Some of which we pass on.
Some of which we pass on.
All right. So the Eight of Cups is a card that's about taking a journey. So we have those eight stacked cups in the foreground. And the way that they're organized, you can see like there's something missing. There's like a space in where there's another cup that should be there. This, the symbolism of that is that this person is like missing something. They have eight cups and yet they still feel unfulfilled because there's this hole. They're going off, leaving behind all that they've acquired to this point and setting out on a new journey.
So in the book, it says the primary principle is like concern or lack of confidence. And I think in Noni's situation where we have oversharers, I think Noni needs to remember that people only share their accomplishments and good things, or predominantly do.
Okay.
Only share their like accomplishments or good things on social media, like having dinner at Olive Garden. So I wouldn't feel bad about that, you know, lack of confidence.
Okay. I was thinking that maybe this is sort of how Noni feels about their family. Like, the family's just so frustrating that Noni's walking away. Noni's invested all this time in these relationships with their family, but it's just on, it's like not working. And so they're trying to walk away.
Yeah.
Rather than deal with the issue head on.
I like that better.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for the present?
There's a hair on my microphone and I cannot find it. And it keeps tickling my nose. Maybe it's on my head. I don't know what's going on. Yeah, I'm ready for the current card.
All right. Well, here it comes. Flip. Another cup. This time, the Six of Cups.
The Six of Cups looks a little bit more joyful. So there's obviously six cups. They all have flowers in them, with buildings in the background. And it looks like it's a young woman handing it to another young woman, but the other young woman that's smaller is actually an old lady.
I see what you mean. Yeah, the coloring on this card is strange.
Right. So that's a child that she's handing the
They're both supposed to be children.
Okay, so they are both supposed to be children.
I can't speak to the coloring and the artwork here.
So the one child on the left is like sniffing the flowers and looks to be handing it to the other smaller child.
Pop quiz. What are cups about, Kevin?
Oh, shoot. Cups are water.
Yep.
So they give me like 2 seconds. Emotions?
Yeah.
Drinking from the cup till it runneth over. Holy grail.
Is this a rap song you're about?
It was.
Is this the banger that's going to come in the performance review?
I don't know if we can get the rights to watch the throne.
Your rap song?
Yeah.
Yeah. Children handing out flowers. This is a card that's about nostalgia and thinking back on your youth.
Oh, it's also another one of those situations where the two cards are like, yep, this is where our question is.
It's so good. It's so good because like, I think the current action here is that like, even though in the past card, Noni has moved away from their family and is trying to push them away. This card is saying like, right now you need to think back on your youth and the times that these people have been in your life. And even though they're kind of annoying now, they've helped form you and they've been there for you throughout your life. And so even if in this moment you're sort of frustrated with them, there were good times and you need to remember that.
Yeah. I take back my bad comment because that is a really good interpretation. Like it's time while you're listening to this podcast, well, maybe pause it.
Yeah. You don't want to miss any of the good content.
You have a couple minutes to just kind of reflect a little bit about, yeah, you know what? I like reflecting on my past and my childhood and all those things.
Yep. So now the future. Flip the Seven of Swords.
At least it's not a cup again.
It is not.
Although, I mean, a cup might have been good. Emotions are probably a good thing for this.
For family.
Yeah. This card, it's a gentleman holding swords, five swords, and there's two in the ground behind him or beside him. And he looks to be running away from like a circus. It reminds me a lot of that Wands card.
The Ten.
The Ten of Wands. Because he looks like he's, it's definitely not the best way to be holding some blades.
Mm-hmm.
Because you might slice your hand if you're doing that.
Right.
But like still, you know, he's carrying probably more than he can handle. And he looks like he's trying to get away from something.
Yeah. So I would be curious what Alan Oaken says the primary principle of this card is. Just because
Let me look it up. Possibilities.
Okay. Because this card, so you're very close on this. This guy is like sneaking away with these swords. I think it's supposed to be like a military encampment, not a circus. But I definitely see where you're getting circus because there's a bunch of tents.
Right.
And this person has snuck in and stolen their weapons and is sneaking away.
Okay. He's kind of mischievous.
Yeah. This card generally speaks to finding an alternate strategy or a different way of doing something, changing up the plan.
I think that that's really, really good advice for Noni.
Keep going.
That, you know, you've, especially like when you're talking with like your family and stuff, and I definitely tend to do this too, you kind of like go back on the old ways and it's easy to get upset or get mad and get in, you know, because they're, you're familiar with them. It's easier to kind of like fight them and push back because you know what you want. But I, you know, sometimes maybe just like taking a step back and being like, let me listen to it from your set of views. You know, this is really frustrating me, as opposed to like getting really worked up because, oh, it's always this way.
Yeah.
Kind of changing your approach to it from like a place of, I want this to be better.
Yeah.
Could be really beneficial.
I think that's great. Yeah, for sure. And I think the other interesting thing is that we had the two cup cards, which were emotions. And in the past, you're leading with emotions, kind of walking away from the situation. And in the present, you need to center your emotions on thinking about sort of the past and the good times that you had. But then the future, it's not about emotions. It's about swords, the mind, and sort of like thinking of a new way to approach this rather than letting your emotions drive your reaction to the situation, which is basically what you said.
Yeah. Well, you said it a lot better than I did.
Yeah, no, we said it together.
We said it together. Good. I'm
very...
That
was so good. That was a great reading.
Yeah, I'm
performance
very...
Performance review break. Good reading.
Hopefully it like holds up. Hopefully we don't just get completely sloshed in the...
Later?
Yeah.
Well, for now, we live in bliss.
Well, that's a good time to jump out of Queerance Corner. Thanks again, Noni, for your question.
Yeah, good luck with your family.
Hopefully that was some sound advice. We know it was, but hopefully it is for you, too.
Yeah, hopefully it was good for you as it was for us. All right, card of the week?
Let's do the card of the week. So just a reminder to maybe some newcomers, or I think we haven't like really touched on it as much as like my first couple episodes. The card of the week is for everybody.
It is for everyone.
Yeah.
I think actually last week, if I recall, we didn't even say what card of the week was. We just jumped into it, flipped a card.
It is pretty self-explanatory. I'll be honest with you. But we need to come back to it and we need to say card of the week is for everybody because we just did a reading for Noni. This card is also for Noni, but it's for everybody else listening. It's for your neighbors. Lichen.
It's for the people on the job site.
Yep.
It's for the people on the bus, on the metro.
Right.
Whatever.
But you, again, obey local laws. Take a shower.
That's it.
So far,
that's all we have. I'm going to shuffle it up now.
Shuffle it.
The problem is that I can't pre-shuffle the card of the week because we just finished using the deck.
Right. All right, so wait, which button is it to press the automated shuffle button?
Oh, that's what we need is a tarot card shuffler. Do they make those? I mean, they make a regular card shuffler, obviously, but these are bigger. TM?
I feel like Brian needs to approve of it, though. Because didn't Brian like have a very specific way of shuffling it?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to make sure the cards don't get mixed around. Because playing cards can go either way.
Yeah, because
right.
They're mirror images of each other.
What if we double the size of tarot cards so that we can stack them end to end and have the picture going both ways?
That should be really long cards.
Yeah.
You wouldn't be able to shuffle those.
True. Well, if you had a special tarot, what if you had to buy the special tarot card shuffler to shuffle them?
I feel like NBA players and NFL players don't have a lot to do in the off season,
sure.
And they could be shufflers because they have big enough hands to be able to do
okay.
that. So we could have one on our podcast.
Perfect.
If any NBA player
wants to come on the podcast.
You're more than welcome to.
All right.
For a small fee.
Okay, you have to pay to be on the show now.
Shh, yes.
I like it.
All right, well, let's flip that card of the week.
Flip the Four of Coins.
The Four of Coins. This is a cool looking card. So we have a king or somebody of like regal nature. I'm sure it's not a king because it's not a court card.
True.
Are they sitting or are they standing?
I think he's sitting on something.
Sitting on like a stool of some sort. And under his feet are two of the coins. He's holding a coin in his hands, like hugging it almost. And then there's one on his head with a city in the background.
All right. Now, this is the part of the show where actually I do get to let Alan Oaken tell us what is up.
Well, let's let Alan Oaken tell us what's up. So the Four of Pentacles' primary principle is stability. A wealthy prince has created a powerful state. He is pleased with his efforts and they support him as he sits on the seat of power. More wealth lies as a foundation beneath his feet. The meaning of this card is very simple. It indicates the urge to hold or the act of holding on to what you've got. In a tangible sense, this can mean your personal possessions or the money you may have in the bank. This card indicates a pause to take stock of oneself. The querent prefers to keep things as they are at this time and avoid taking any initiative in the issue or circumstances at hand. A more subtle meaning of the Four of Pentacles has to do with defending what you have earned or acquired and the strengthening of one's basic life values.
Okay, so this week is time to take stock of where you are, what you've got, and then you can plot your next steps forward.
Yeah, it's a good card, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's a prince. I was kind of right with somebody
real. Yeah, he has a crown.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. I mean, this week we're sort of like chilling so that we can be ready for whatever happens next week.
Yeah, I feel like we had in a row there a lot of like cards about working and working hard and working together. And now it's like, yo.
See what's happened as a result of that.
Yeah.
All right. That's card of the week.
That's card of the week.
Well, we've reached the outro, which means it's almost time for us to leave and almost time for you to tell us the information that we didn't look up.
Yeah, our job is almost done, but your job is just beginning.
Yeah, and you have 6 days now. I mean, really, like, more than that, but...
No, well, I mean, we've already kind of told the listeners that we record 2 episodes at a time, right? So...
Podcast time.
Podcast time. You have quite a bit of time. But don't, I mean...
Don't wait till the last minute.
Yeah, don't hesitate.
Because there's going to be another episode coming that you're going to also have to check up on.
Right.
So just don't save it for the last minute. You're better than that.
You're way better than that.
All right. Thank you very much to Noni for your question.
Thanks, Noni, for your question.
And thank you to all the Lols.
Every one of you. Let's have a moment of silence for the lost Lols.
Okay. If you want to upgrade, like if you want to be a first class Lol, what you would do is that you would go to our website, amateurtarot.com, and you would ask us a question, because that's what keeps the show going. It's people like Noni who ask us a question, because otherwise the show just becomes performance review, card of the week, outro.
Wait, what's that? You don't have internet connection? No worries. You can just call us at 314-325-6047 and you can ask us a question there, or you can text us.
Operators are standing by. And if you call in the next 10 minutes, we will give you just one page from Alan Oaken's book. We'll just rip a page out and send it off. It could be anything.
I'm okay with that since it's my book.
Yeah, we talked about this. Definitely talked about this before I just said it.
Yeah, absolutely. My eyes lit up when you asked that. So also, if you want to give us performance review topics or if you have a question, you can also go to our Facebook. It's Facebook.com/group/amateurtarot.
And you can also just hang out with other lols who are posting memes and things.
Yeah, you don't have to talk about tarot. I'll pretty much answer any question about anything that you throw at us.
It doesn't even have to be advice.
Nope.
Social security number.
Well, I won't answer
Bank
that
Bank routing
one.
Number.
I won't answer that one. You have to get more creative with that one.
Okay. Now, Kevin, any updates on the big thing that's coming?
No. Nope.
Okay.
I think I'm just going to, nope.
The Boy Scout of Tarot.com.
Yes.
Okay. That I bet is available.
I know. I'm going to actually go look at this right when we're finished.
Also, my website is, I'm making all this up. Something new might come soon. Who knows? Other things that you can do to help us out, rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us out. Algorithms, these things matter. People find us, more lols, more questions, more show. It helps everybody.
You know what also helps is like getting a new host, because I can just tell all my friends to start listening.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
So I should quit. And then get another host who can tell their friends to start listening.
We're kind of just getting the wheels turned on this one, so maybe wait a little
bit.
Wait
until all your friends are tapped out.
Yeah, until you teach me how to do this.
Okay. Now we've arrived at item number 9. Thank you, too. And this week, I want to say thank you to the people who made that Spider-Verse movie. Because it was so good. Like, I'm still thinking about it.
I'm kind of bummed because I haven't seen any of these movies that you've seen. Because I don't.
I see so few movies.
I know.
I see like two or three a year.
Well, and Lion King came out, and I didn't go see it.
I have not seen that.
I know. So the day that it came out, I work at the mall, And I got off of work at like 9:30 and it was showing at 10 o'clock, and in my mind I was like, that's perfect because there won't be any little kids there.
But
I was too tired after work.
Okay.
A 10 o'clock movie is a late movie.
That's very late.
Yeah.
And with that,
spoiler alert, magic is real.
Today, our question comes to us from Anonymous.
That's kind of a weird first name. Is it like French?
Yeah.
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 That was a bad joke.
No. It was just that, like, you know, there's like this artist, his name's Hieronymus Bosch.
No.
Okay, well, he's an artist from like Turo Times.
Okay.
But that's what I was thinking of, Anonymous Bosch. It's not, that's not a good joke either, but.
So.
I was thinking it, so I felt like I had to say it.
Yeah, I think it's good.
But thanks.
It's good.
Don't put that, let's not bring this up in the performance review.
Can we cut this from the podcast? Like, you do the editing. Can you cut this?
Yeah.
Okay.